Greetings and welcome to the podcast for Mom's Strange Magic. I'm your host and primary storyteller, Kim Upton. Join me as I discuss topics on just about any subject you can imagine, while also telling you stories about my wild, wonderful, and weird life. Hello and welcome to this week's podcast. I am very glad to have you here with me today. It is Yule or solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. I always like to make that abundantly clear. We're in winter solstice, and those in the Southern Hemisphere, my mind just went blank, but they are not experiencing winter solstice. They are experiencing the summer solstice. Anyway, happy solstice to you wherever you might be. Today, I am going to do a meditation, a small meditation, and I'm not going to do a whole lot of my usual sharing of stories. I'm going to keep this short and sweet, so let's just get going, shall we? First off, before you do any kind of meditation, I always say it's a good idea to be somewhere where you are comfortable. Don't be driving or trying to cook or anything like that. Just give yourself a little bit of space and grace and some time to just let your mind have a moment to rest. So just focus on your breathing. You do not have to do anything special. You don't have to put yourself in any kind of pretzel position, and just let the rise and fall of your chest and abdomen, just a natural breath. If you feel comfortable doing so, put your right hand right underneath your rib cage, and your left hand right around the space near your heart in the middle of your chest. And just natural breathing, feeling the rising and fall of your breath. As you get comfortable, I want you to think of something that brings you a great amount of contentment, joy, maybe elation, something that you're excited about. And I want you to hold that thought in your head. And don't worry about if you're thinking about the holidays or if you left the laundry in the washing machine or clothes that you have to fold or dishes that you have to do. This is just your time. And I think of something that brings you just a lot of really positive feeling. Just hold that in your mind for a moment. Think about it a little more. On your next breath in, think about what it is. Think about that. Hold that thought in your mind. And as you breathe in, see that breathing light into your body. An example, I'm very excited about a delivery of books that I have for to enjoy during the winter time, during my sabbatical. So I'm thinking about those books and the light that they're bringing into my life. Just breathe that light in. And now I would like for you to think of something that is bringing a little bit of disturbance into your life. Maybe it's making your mind run faster, giving you a little bit of chaos, something that feels uncomfortable. And I want you to hold that in your mind, in your thinking, for just a moment. And an example could be, again, back to the laundry or how you're going to manage the holidays or anything that's stressing you out, the rising cost of things, anything that's just making you feel very overwhelmed at this moment. And what I want you to do is on your next in-breath, again, hold that beautiful, wonderful thing in your mind and breathe in. Breathe in the light. And as you exhale, I want you to take that light in your system, the light that you just brought in from the beautiful thing, and on the out-breath, breathe the light over that which is causing you overwhelm or disturbance. So breathe in light and your good thought. Breathe out light over that which is causing you to feel untethered or unsteady. Breathe light over that. Again, breathe in the light of the wonderfulness. Feel that light going all through your body from the top of your head down to your toes. And on the out-breath, use that light and breathe it over what is causing you stress. Let's do that one more time. Beautiful light breath in, filling the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit. You are the light breathing over the thing that is causing a disturbance in your life. And then let's just go back to our regular breath. Now, for this part of the meditation, you can think about that thing that was giving you the joy, the contentment, the sense of ease. You can the same thing, or you can pick something else if you'd like. Just hold that thought in as you breathe in and out. And then again, think about the thing that is bringing chaos or disturbance or uncertainty into your life. I just want you to hold those two things in your thoughts. On the in-breath, I want you to really feel that thing that is bringing you joy. I want you to breathe it in, feel it all around you. And as you're thinking of that, you're embodying that, bring to your mind, to the front of your mind, the thing which is giving you, again, that unrest, that sense of not feeling grounded. And I want you to visualize that you're holding it in your hand. And you're nurturing it, and you're holding it, and you just know that while it's here in your hand, it can't bother you. So breathe in that beautiful thing, the light, breathing out normally. You're visualizing the thing that is giving you just, it's just griefing you right now, and hold that in your hand. And I want you to visualize this as a seed. Anything that is giving you that sense of not feeling grounded, not feeling safe, not feeling secure, see it as a seed in your hand. And as you're breathing in and out, just naturally, see yourself really tending the earth. You find some beautiful, rich soil, some just grounding and centering, healing dirt. And see yourself placing that seed into the dirt. You can scoop out a little bit of dirt for your seed. You can, however you want to, you could just make a little hole and put the seed in there. However you want to visualize that. And then cover that seed You're planting the seed. Just normal breathing as you're visualizing this. On your next in-breath, again, bring in that beautiful thought, that beautiful thing, the expectant joy, whatever that might be, and see that light that it's bringing, filling your hands. Your hands are full of light. You're holding a bowl of light. And then visualize yourself placing your hands over that seed. You're transforming that seed. You are giving that seed all the love and all the promise and all the hope that you have. And now do a little time-lapse visualization. See that seed in the dark, in the light, in the rain, in the snow, in the wind, in the storms, and the earth being parched, and just all of the things that the seed goes through so that it can poke its beautiful little head up through the ground. The sun and the wind and the rain and your light are nourishing this seed. Just continue breathing normally as you see the seed begin to poke through the ground. You see the little tendril of stem. And you see the stem become stronger and taller. And you begin to notice that this seed is turning into your favorite flower. The leaves unfurl. The stem grows taller, and you see a beautiful beginning of a budding bloom, the beginning of a bloom of your favorite flower. And as you see that open, you see it begin to flower, you begin to see the petals, you can smell the flower, you can touch the flower. And you know that that flower grew because it went through all kinds of cycles. You gave your love to it. You gave your light to it. And now, here it is, blooming beautifully in the ground and the earth that you visualized. We're just going to take about a minute to just sit with this flower. Just continue to focus on your breath. Begin moving your fingers and your toes and your body around. Come back into this present moment. And know that you just did a wonderful thing where you used your energy, your power to take a situation or a feeling or an experience and transform that into a moment of beauty. You brought light to something. You brought your light to something. When you do this meditation, you can do this as many times as you want. You can use as many seeds. You can use as many situations as you need to. You can just think about this in your mind. And one thing about meditation that I teach my clients and when I teach students is that meditation is not something that is only available to certain people. It is available to everyone. And you can meditate at any time while you're vacuuming your house, while you're doing your dishes. It's just a moment for you to just be with yourself. And a lot of times meditation is difficult for people because we're not used to having that quiet in our life. And also there are those that have ADHD or anxiety or autism, and meditation does not work. Classic kind of, you know, cross-legged meditation doesn't work. And then there are those that have experienced or still are experiencing trauma, and meditation cannot give them a place of feeling secure. They don't want to close their eyes. They don't want to focus on something, their breath or anything. They just want to feel safe. And in those situations, what I like to do is just remind them that living is meditation. Just being human is meditation. And that allows the brain to kind of go through its process where it doesn't feel like it has to be on high alert while the eyes are closed or there's a moment of silence. And you meet yourself where you are. You do not have to do anything extraordinary to find a moment or two of being with yourself, taking things in your life that are causing you stress and transforming them into a place where beauty and hope can thrive. As promised in the beginning, I will not be saying a lot. I literally did just get a whole lot of books. And I am so thrilled about these books. They are just, oh, why can't I have 4 lifetimes to just read books? You know, just to learn and to grow and to understand myself and my place in the universe a little bit better. I don't have any updates. I'm not going to do any kind of, you know, hey, here I am, look at me kind of stuff today, because again, that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about being with you virtually and walking you through a meditation. And again, do this at your own comfort level. Do not feel like that you did good or you did bad if you can't get through it. This is not something that you will be graded on. It's just my gift to you for having a little bit of time for grace and ease during, you know, through this part of the year where we are just overwhelmed in general. And just so that you know that in you there is a light, and that light is always there. It doesn't wait for a season or a turn of the earth or validation from another person to shine. Your light is always shining, and out there in the cosmic web of everything, we are all connected and sparkling and beautiful and resplendent and beauty. I see your light there. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you next week. Have a great holiday season. However you celebrate, may it be full of light, merriment, and hope.